Les Ontariens sont appelés aux urnes le 2 juin prochain. Un des dossiers chauds sera sûrement celui du logement abordable. Le candidat du NPD ontarien dans Barry Innisfield Pecca Regno dit que le NPD est prêt à offrir des propositions spécifiques qui vont aider les gens à survivre à la crise du logement en Ontario. J'ai eu la chance d'en discuter avec le candidat Regno. En premier lieu, on voulait savoir comment que le NPD voit la situation du logement abordable dans la province.
You know, housing has been a big issue in our riding and across the province for years, if not decades. You know, I've been out door knocking for months and months, and it is the top issue in our riding by far. And so, you know, the NDP has been looking at how to address housing affordability, not only for people who are looking to purchase a home, but also people who are renting a home.
Afin de répondre aux questionnements des gens et à offrir des pistes de solutions pour une situation du logement abordable dans de meilleures circonstances, eh bien, Pecca Regno invite les gens à participer à une soirée virtuelle qui aura lieu le 22 mars, demain soir, à 19h. Vous avez toutes ces informations sur sa page Facebook.
That's why we're having our affordable housing town hall tomorrow evening. That's Tuesday, March 22nd, here in Barrie Innisfil. And I'll be having special guests Jessica Bell, she's the ONDP housing critic, and Gwen Kavanaugh, she's the president of Barrie CARP. And so we'll be talking about solutions to the housing crisis that not only young people trying to get into the housing market are facing, but families and seniors, and we're looking at the many possible solutions.
Pour mieux comprendre ces solutions, eh bien, Pecca Regno a bien voulu nous les énumérer.
Well, I can tell you the first suggestion that we have is that we need to build more homes across Ontario. And so the Ontario NDP is committed to building more homes in Ontario, lots more homes. We also think that there should be rent controls in place so that rents aren't raised exorbitantly between tenants. We would also introduce things like a speculation and a vacancy tax so that families and seniors and young people have the opportunity to purchase a home rather than investors purchasing their homes. And the fourth thing that we're going to be highlighting tomorrow, although there are many other tools, is that government needs to play a role in providing some public housing. Right now, the housing market, 95% plus, is left to the private sector. There are many people that can't afford current housing market prices, and so the government needs to play a role and needs to get back into providing some housing for people in our province and across Canada.
Pour toute personne intéressée à se joindre à l'Assemblée publique virtuelle sur le logement abordable de Barrie Innisfil, bien c'est demain, le 22 mars, à 19h. Il faut s'inscrire au www.ontario-ndp.ca/Barrie-Innisfil-Housing-Town-Hall. Et bien entendu, comme je le disais, le 2 juin, c'est le temps des élections, c'est le temps d'aller aux urnes. Est-ce que le NPD se sent prêt?
You know, we're in the second position right now at Queen's Park, and we've got a number of terrific MPPs who are working hard and showing all the possibilities for an NDP government. And myself, I've been working hard in our riding since the last provincial election. So since 2018, I've been working hard in our riding to reach out to our community members to find out their priorities and their concerns and make sure that I'm an advocate for the people in our riding when I go to Queen's Park.